I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The Bible is full of verses and phrases that give me hope. But maybe the most encouraging phrase is also the shortest, "But God." In Ephesians, Paul writes, "But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even though we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved." Whenever I read this passage, I'm reminded how desperate our situation is without the compassion and mercy of God. Those two words, "but God," change everything. They're the difference between death and life, despair and hope, condemnation and redemption. When you see the phrase, "but God," in Scripture, you're witnessing a divine interruption. To the left of those words, things are bleak. Humans behaving badly, disobeying, and rebelling. There's hopelessness and death. But to the right of those words, we see God stepping in and bringing hope, light, and life. God intervenes and takes our stories that are seemingly headed for a sad ending and turns them into stories of compassion and mercy. There are stories like this all over the Bible. After their father died, Joseph's brothers were afraid of how he would treat them after they sold him into slavery when he was young. Instead, he says in Genesis chapter 50, "As for you, you meant to harm me, but God intended it for a good purpose, so he could preserve the lives of many people, as you can see this day." God was working redemption even through the mess that was Joseph's family. Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may grow weak, but God always protects my heart and gives me stability. Time and time again, but God turns the tide from what I cannot do to what he can do and has already done." Now back to Ephesians 2. We're reminded of our reality apart from God's mercy. We're spiritually dead and enslaved to sin. There's nothing we could do on our own to get ourselves out of that mess. Then Paul says, "But God." Out of his compassion and mercy, God makes the dead alive again. Now, his compassion isn't reserved just for the moment of salvation. It's a constant we should recognize in our daily lives. Like Joseph, we should trust that God is working for us through tough times for good. When we face troubles like sickness, distress, or disappointments, we can remember Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 7. "Our body had no rest at all, but we were troubled in every way. Struggles from the outside, fears from within. But God, who encourages the downhearted, encouraged us." And then when we share our testimony with others, we can trust that God will cause fruitfulness, like in 1 Corinthians 3. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused it to grow." And when we witness healing in ourselves or others, we can remember Paul's words about Epaphroditus. In fact, he became so ill that he nearly died, but God showed mercy to him. So when you encounter the words "but God" in Scripture, don't rush past them. They are the heart of the gospel and hope for our everyday lives. We may fail, but God never does. Have you experienced a "but God" moment in your life? If you have, take some time to thank him for getting you through. Maybe you're still waiting for a "but God" moment to pull you out of what looks like a dead end. Remember that he is so faithful, and you can be confident that his compassion and mercy will come through. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To find out more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.